This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings and the impeachment inquiry into President Trump will resume tomorrow on Capitol Hill. This morning, former Trump Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who's now running for his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, says of the impeachment inquiry,
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done, but to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
Police in Fresno, California are still searching for the shooter or shooters who killed four people and injured six others at a backyard party last night. It comes just days after two students were killed and others were wounded in a mass shooting at a Santa Clarita, California high school. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
U.S. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York is demanding that dollar stores nationwide stop selling cheap Chinese over-the-counter drugs that he says can often contain harmful materials.
Be anything from an acne pad you swipe across your face to hydrocortisone cream for a bug bite, all the way to something stronger like for a serious burn.
Schumer says such items are being sold at the over 170 dollar stores in New York City and its suburbs. Schumer's call comes after the FDA recently put out a warning to Dollar Tree about similar foreign products being sold there. Dollar Tree says it has rigorous testing programs to make sure that third-party products are safe. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is returning to the bench after she missed oral arguments due to a stomach bug last week. The 86-year-old justice had not missed a day in court until last December when she was treated for cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Bill Maher says he's going to try to tone it down. The star of HBO's Real Time saying at the end of his show on Friday, the current bitterly divisive political discourse is going to lead the country to ruin, and he doesn't want to be part of that. Former Vice President Joe Biden is defending his reasoning to not legalize marijuana if he's elected to the White House. Biden saying there's not enough evidence as to, quote, whether or not it's a gateway drug. Biden telling a crowd of supporters in Las Vegas over the weekend it is a debate and he believes there should be a lot more research before it's legalized nationally. However, Biden was, or did, I should say has, supported medical marijuana and the decriminalization while on the campaign trail. Syracuse University shutting down all fraternity activities for the rest of the semester after a racist incident. Over the weekend, a group of students reportedly called an African-American student a racial slur, and the university's chancellor says some of the people involved are members of a fraternity, which has been suspended now. And Ford has unveiled its new electric SUV, the Mustang Mach-E. After months of hype, It costs about $44,000 and has a range of 230 miles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, committed to fighting the good fight of faith and the good fight for the American people, we the people. This is what the show is all about as we go deep into the topics. No 8-second sound bites here. I mean, we're fortunate to bring on the kind of guests on your behalf, you know, that are able to take us deeper. Policy experts, best-selling authors, professors, you know, I mean, we just want to make sure that we're blessing you with something that you're grateful to tune in every day, that it's it is worth your while, that you draw some benefit from it, that it's not like one of those, you know, moments that you have in the classroom. You go, you know, somebody just spouts off about something, and you go, I'm not sure I'm all the better for what you is that you just shared with me. Our next guest, speaking of which, Elizabeth Sabatich Wolf, and I hope I'm saying that right, and she's soon to be connected with us. Her brand new book is titled The Truth is No Defense. A little bit of her background as we're waiting on her. Elizabeth married and is the mother of a daughter, an Austrian human rights and anti-Sharia activist, a diplomat's daughter. She was a child in Iran, imagine this, during the Islamic Revolution of 1979, and later lived in Iraq, Kuwait, and Libya. During the 1990 invasion of Kuwait by Iraq, she was among the Austrian citizens who were held hostage. She subsequently worked as assistant to the vice chancellor of the Republic of Austria at the Austrian Embassy Kuwait and the Austrian Embassy in Tripoli, Libya. Can you imagine this history where she's, I mean, she's like the female version of Forrest Gump. When you think about the middle, you know, the Middle East and the areas that she traveled, late in 2009, she was charged with hate speech under Austrian law for factually accurate assertions she made during a seminar on Islam regarding statements in the Hadith on child marriage. She says, I want to preserve Europe and its democratic and secular values. Islamic doctrine discriminates against women and non-Muslims. Islamic law or Sharia cannot be reconciled with democratic principles and universal human rights. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Wonderful to be here.
Well, your story is so important. As I was sharing, you may have heard, I mean, as I go through and I look at your history and where you were at pivotal points in history, particularly in the Middle East, you're like the female Forrest Gump here.
Yes, I am. That's exactly what you will find in the introduction. Yes, I am. My story is Forrest Gumpian.
Yeah, I mean, here it is. You're, even as a child, I mean, you're right there in the Islamic Revolution of 1979. We remember when we had hostages that were held there in Iraq during that period of time. Kuwait, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And you survived it all to be able to tell your story. And what you're saying is something that we've captured and we've spoken with others about regarding, you know, how do you reconcile Islamic law, Sharia law,
against the U.S. Constitution. There's no coming together. There's no vortex in it that brings that together to say it can be compatible. It's absolutely antithetical, is it not?
That's correct. You can't. I mean, the U.S. Constitution trumps everything else. So for members of the Muslim faith to come to America and to believe that, well, they have to believe it, but it can never happen that Sharia law trumps the Constitution. That just doesn't work.
Well,
you know,
but it is working, Elizabeth, in some areas. I think we're asleep at the wheel here. I mean, John Guandolo has been on with us and been, you know, saying, look, we have this emerging threat here in the country. We see what's happened in Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Muslim immigrants, they move into these areas. And as a dear friend of mine who has since passed away, and he was a Bible, excellent, one of the best Bible teachers I've ever sat under. And he would say, look, this is the way it happens. Here's the process. And he laid out the formula. You know, they come in small numbers. They don't say a whole lot, but as they grow in significance, even when they get to the point where they represent at least 5% of the population, then they start wielding their power. And in some cases, when it starts getting 10, 15, 20%, like in some areas, like in parts of Minnesota, where they command zip codes, I mean, that is a powerful force to contend with, and they could care less about the U.S. Constitution.
Exactly, and that is the point. They come in, they build mosques, they demand halal food, all in the name of freedom of religion, and of course, then you wake up, and all of a sudden, the freedom of speech is gone, too, because freedom is being eroded bit by bit, you know, the salami tactic, the famous salami tactic, and all you need to do is look at Minnesota, look at what's happening in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tragedy.
Well, I was talking with somebody else, Elizabeth, and they had just gotten back from D.C., and they said, Bill, you cannot believe the city. You walk in the cities, and burqas abound. And I go, well, what are you talking about? They go, no. He goes, there is such a massive... I go, in Washington, D.C., are you kidding? No, exactly, in Washington, D.C. So, I mean, this sounds rather phobic here, but the only reason I'm pointing this out is that this is all a warning. Because you have a force that wants to, obliterate the current culture of the United States. And the threats that we have are no longer existential. They're from within right now, are they not?
Well, exactly. The threats are from within because these people have become American citizens just as they have become citizens of the European countries. Mm-hmm. So now they're citizens. You can't take away their citizenship. You can't say, well, you know, if you want to live according to the Quran, if you want to live according to Sharia law, then go back home, because these people will answer, well, look, you know, I'm American. You can't send me back anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually, again, not good for our society. It's actually very detrimental. But I also want to return to, you said, well, you know, we may sound phobic. No, phobia is an illness. I'm not ill. You're not ill.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at what is going on. We're analyzing and we're coming to conclusions. And doing that does not make us phobic. It makes us sane and sound.
Right. I'm glad to hear you say that, because this is the problem. See, our language has been so weaponized, all in the name of political speech, right? And as you write in your book, the truth is no defense, is that, that is what we have to hold on to. That is our North Star, is the truth. And we have to continue to hold on to that, you know, for the sake of others. There are family members, the rest of this country, they're counting on people who are called at various times to stand for the truth. And if we wilt, then, they continue to win and they continue to move forward. And meanwhile, our country and our families' futures are in peril.
That's exactly the point. And we need more people to stand up and speak out. The problem is with speaking out that those who want to speak out look at people like me, look at what happened to me, and they say, oh, no, I don't want what happened to Elizabeth to happen to me. I'd rather be silent. I'd rather remain silent.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is another one that, you know, I'm actually a bad example. This is what they did. It happened. It was a show trial. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was a show trial, and I was the example. I set the example. Don't do what Elizabeth did. It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you a reputation. It's going to cost you your friends, and you don't want that. And, of course, most people will say, no, of course I don't want that. I want to live my life. I have a mortgage to pay. I need my job.
You're exactly right, and they're going to teach us one way or another. More from Elizabeth Wood on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Elizabeth Sabatish-Wolf continues. Her book, The Truth is No Defense, an incredible story of what she experienced, and one, as she says, that some people, you know, Elizabeth, some people just, you know, God bless them. They just don't have the courage, and it doesn't make you less than because you make a choice to say, you know, I want to protect my family. I want to protect my business. But thank God for Elizabeths like yourself who have the courage to stand for freedom. I mean, you know, when you look back at the foundings of our country, it wasn't, you know, I remind people, it wasn't like we had 100% and everybody, you know, came to battle with their pitchforks and whatever they could do in order to defend freedom and fight for freedom. It was a select number. And all the time, it's always a select number. Whether they're going to the towers at 9/11, not everybody ran up the stairs. Only a very minor number of brave men and women went up the stairs to save people. And time and again, that is the case. But it's because of the example, the courage that you and others like you fight for, that we're grateful. Because you are, in a sense, and people like yourself, Elizabeth, who have the courage to do this, you are like our first line of defense against those encroaching ideas that come in to say, look at, we don't believe in the American dream. We don't want the American dream. And especially when you're talking about something like Islam, that is a religious entity, and which some people will question, say, they question whether or not it's religion at all, but it is an ideology.
Of course it's an ideology. It's an ideology cloaked as a religion. It's both, actually. And that's what makes it so dangerous, because people don't know where to, you know, you can argue, well, we have a right to freedom of religion, so don't attack me as a Muslim. Well, I would never do that. I don't criticize a Muslim. I criticize the ideology of Islam. Mm-hmm. And I criticize those parts that are not compatible with freedom, that are not compatible with the United States Constitution. And I find a lot of issues in the Quran and the teachings of Islam in general that are simply not compatible with our way of life, our mm-hmm. the Judeo-Christian civilization. Exactly. And that's what I criticize. People always think that you hate Muslims. No, I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate a person. Mm-hmm. What I dislike strongly is when little girls are being married off and die as 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds during childbirth. Why do they die? Because a prophet back in the 7th century said it's a religious duty for older men to marry young girls. Mm-hmm. That's where I come in. That's what I criticize, and I have a right to do that, and I will continue to speak out mm-hmm. to do that until the last breath I draw. And that sounds very, whatever you want to call it, but I mean it. You know,
you're being honest, Elizabeth, because come on, let's face it. If somebody comes in a normal context, I say normal, in a regular context, everyday conversation, I'm a 50-year-old man and I'm going to marry an 8-year-old, but I'm not going to consummate the marriage right away. I may wait until she's 10. You say, what, are you out of your mind? What are you talking about? But this is, you know, this is what goes on all in the name of the religion, because look at, as Christians, we're told to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Well, you know, I look at that example versus the example of Muhammad, because Muhammad says the same thing. He basically appropriated some principles of Christianity and wove them into his thesis on the religion of Islam, and that being one of them. So, okay, so you follow, whose lead do you want to follow? Do you want to follow the lead of Jesus Christ, or do you want to follow the lead of one Muhammad who says it's okay to marry young girls and to abuse women, and everything is okay because the men are superior than women, so if they get repressed and abused, it's no big deal because it's all covered in the name of religion. If I need to mutilate your genitals, that's okay too. If honor killing is the order of the day,
that's acceptable in that religion. But in everyday circles, you and I would say, are you nuts? And on top of that, if you honor kill your daughter, then or your wife, you're going to pay the consequences here in the United States because our laws accommodate that and protect women.
We're talking about murder in general. And as I always like to say, if everybody if everybody followed the Ten Commandments, regardless of their religious backgrounds, the world would be a much better place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't even have to be a Christian to follow the Ten Commandments, but that's all you really need. And I consider it my duty to protect my daughter and all those little girls out there, because that's basically what got me started in the first place. But again, it all starts with freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
It all boils down, if I can't talk about it anymore, I can no longer protect those girls from being mutilated, from dying in childbirth at the age of 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's freedom of speech. Without freedom of speech, there is no other freedom.
Right, exactly. And that's what our faith is all about, that we would be able to live in liberty, that we would be we're self-willed agents. And the thing is that sadly there are women. I've seen interviews women in Minneapolis, for example, who are interviewed and they defend the faith and go, "Wow, if they had the courage, would they think differently? Are they just so conditioned, like the elephant, the baby elephant who is raised with a heavy chain, and then when they become adults, they just put a light rope and that restrains them? Is that what's happened to the women of the Muslim community?
Are we talking about in general or
in overall, just in terms of a philosophy of what they hold to, because they come back and they support, their religion. I mean, they're very vehement about it. And, God bless them for, you can still, you have a lot of passion, but you can still be passionately wrong, right?
Of course. I mean, a Muslim woman, a woman has to defend her faith. I understand that. I get that. But it's up to us and our politicians to say, no, what you believe in is your personal business, but don't drag it out in public. And you have to follow the laws in this country, in this case. You have to follow the U.S. Constitution. If you don't do that, then, of course, you're not protected by the First Amendment. That's very simple. However, what we lack is, because of all the tolerance and intolerance and non-discrimination babble that's going on right now, people no longer have the moral clarity to say, no,
exactly.
Stop. It isn't right to mutilate your child. It isn't right to marry it off. It isn't right to beat your wife. That's where we come in. I don't want to blame everything on Islam, because that's not right. It's also our fault, because we're not setting, there's no red line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you lack the moral clarity, you don't have a red line that you must not cross.
And if it's blurred in one area, what are the chances of it being blurred in an area that affects you directly?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's my point. We lack a moral clarity nowadays, and that's what makes it so easy for Islam to become part of our society. I mean, people are starting to think it's normal to marry off young girls. People are starting to think it's normal to beat your wife for disobedience. No,
right.
It's not normal. It will never be normal. It's not part of our culture. If you want to do that, you're welcome to go back to Yemen. You're welcome to go back to Pakistan, but not here. That's what we need to say. We need to make it clear. It's not okay right here in America, in Europe.
Well, all things considered, Elizabeth, when you consider that America is embracing pedophilia to the level that it is, not a big leap, is it? I mean, we are, we're corrupt. Our minds are corrupt, and we're accommodating this kind of behavior. So no big surprise. But yet we have an opportunity, as you're suggesting, to be that bridge to freedom for women who see it, but they either lack the courage, the example, the support of others. And this is what this country is all about, is the light on the shining hill, as we've talked about so many times. Her book, The Truth Is No Defense, linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. Elizabeth Sabadish Wolf on Bill Martinez Live. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Godspeed.
Thank you for having me.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. colostrum with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins, and ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings and the impeachment inquiry into President Trump will resume tomorrow on Capitol Hill. This morning, former Trump Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who's now running for his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, says of the impeachment inquiry,
I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done, but to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing.
Police in Fresno, California are still searching for the shooter or shooters who killed four people and injured six others at a backyard party last night. It comes just days after two students were killed and others were wounded in a mass shooting at a Santa Clarita, California high school. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We come to you. We're nationally syndicated. Come to you in over 320 markets across this country of ours. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome aboard. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Yes, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies is with us. Lou Euler. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing just great. And, the impeachment madness of the Democrats is now simply dwarfed by their tax madness. And that's what we're faced with now, is increased taxes and all kinds of stuff if they return, if they're successful. And we're trying to push them off the edge of the earth so we restore American sanity.
Exactly. Well, Lou, reason would tell you that if you're unhinged in one area, it's going to influence all areas. So it's no wonder. I don't know why the body politic would be surprised whatsoever, because they are so closed-minded that they've lost any kind of authenticity. Authenticity, of course, coming from truth and, those moral foundational moorings that are critical to a worldview. And, they just are beside themselves doing everything they can. They've been chasing, windmills like Don Quixote, do everything they can to get rid of this president. And meanwhile, what they continue to do is damage this robust economy, have other nations question our validity and our democratic process, because they may think they're getting away with it. But let me tell you, Vladimir Putin, you can just about name anybody, Marcon,
Angela Merkel, they get it. They see what's going on in America. They see the corruption that's happening, and they'll also tell you where it's coming from. This is no secret. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump, when he came into office, I'll never forget, Lou, that look on his face after that first week when he came out in the Rose Garden and the press was out there. Mr. President, how's it going? How's it going? He had a rather foreboding look on his face, and he goes, man, this is a mess. He goes, he really did. I mean, I'll never forget that look on his face. It was like, whoa. I mean, in probably much the same way a doctor who opens up somebody who has cancer and it has metastasized, you go, this is too massive. I don't know. How do you handle this? And,
and you're absolutely right. And what's interesting is not only are the statistics from the Census Bureau, the gold standard of economic data, as Steve Moore has indicated, not only is the data clear that the average family is now earning $5,000 more a year than when Trump was became president.
Exactly.
But the experience is just broadening across the nation. And the best example of why we're right is France right now is trying to emulate the tax reform that Trump and the conservatives in Congress led in 2017 when we passed this great thing. So it's when you get emulation, when you get people who are trying to do what you're doing, then you know you're on the right course.
Well, look what the president of Ukraine said. How he got elected. He said, I just followed your plan, Mr. President. I wanted to make Ukraine great again. We needed to drain the swamp because of all the corruption that was running so rampant. So you're exactly right, Lou, is that more people are looking at what is going on in America. And again, you know, to my point, they get it. They understand it. But here, you know, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, the squad and the rest of them with their democratic socialistic ideas, I mean, they're antithetical to success. I mean, what proven record, what track record do they have but absolute mediocrity and destruction? And as you say in the Steve Moore study that he pointed out here, well, actually, it's the Census Bureau study directly. So this is from the government. Going back, he noted under George Bush, average household income gain was $402. Obama's was $1,044. And as you say, Donald Trump, $5,228. Not bad for somebody only 3 years in office and dealing with all the headwinds and the resistances he's had to put up with, brought to you by the Democrats, by the way.
Absolutely. And then what happens? The presidential candidates, and one of the lead ones, Elizabeth Warren, is now talking about a wealth tax, which of course is the death tax, but imposed before death and frequently, and it's been tried in numerous countries in Europe and has been thrown out because it's been so disastrous. And then simultaneously, Democrat congressional leaders, both the Senate and the House, are now talking about increasing the top rate to nearly 50%, throwing out the successful dimensions, especially immediate expensing of capital improvements that has allowed jobs to be created hand over fist by this administration. It is just, it's endemic to these people that they want to increase the levy on you for their benefit.
Yeah, what do they get? What do we the people get with a tax increase, Lou? Well, what's in it for us? We can quit pro quo. We'll quit pro quo this one. Let's just say, okay, what is in it for us if you have more money to spend? Because so far, with the money that we've given you, you've caused us to, you know, in a subtotal line, be in debt to the tune of $23 trillion. Now, we're not even talking total liability that, you know, screams well over $100 trillion. We won't even talk about that top line number. But you have been so irresponsible to this point that you're here and you're saying, hey, you need more money. When you're not even talking with that more money that you're going to buy down the debt, you're just going to add more government and more bureaucracy.
That's exactly. And all the leading candidates, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Biden may be a slight exception, but he's diminishing in the polls. But the rest of them are all big, high taxers who believe that the rich are need to be disciplined and abused for their success, instead of recognizing that the uniqueness of America is that it is the people, not the government, that run it.
Exactly.
And it is a private sector organization, and that's the way we must keep it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lou, the Democrats have already attacked our First Amendment right. I mean, you got to be careful. You got to be pronoun sensitive. We got to be gender inclusive. God only knows 63 different genders now. I mean, it's out of control. And of course, now the crosshairs are on our Second Amendment right. You know, look what's happening and showing up in some of these states now. And especially, they were encouraged by that crazy statement, you know, from Beto O'Rourke, who has since left left the campaign because he couldn't pass the so what test. But his claim to fame forever will be is, damn right we're coming after your guns.
Yes. And, you know, as you look around the world, the pursuit of freedom, Hong Kong being a great example.
Exactly.
And other nations and the Iranian people who are trying to break out of that terrible control that Khomeini has there, these are the kinds of beacons that represent what people really want, and it is freedom and freedom of their action and to keep their own money and to be aggressively expanding their wealth and their family. That's the key, and that's the America we know, and that's something the progressives and socialists running for the Democrat presidency simply do not understand.
Well, the idea of self-responsibility is absolutely foreign to them because they do not believe the American people are smart enough to be self-responsible. They actually believe, Lou, that without them, America, all of us individually, all the citizens of America would go to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I think
sadly,
that's a good way to put it. The intellectual superiority that they are projecting in terms of how they would run your life and mine and the rest of Americans' lives suggests that they have this superiority complex, and we can't allow them to be in positions of power.
Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, where can they go for more information?
To limittaxes.org. You bet.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the way you like to hear from us, fresh and very independent. Okay, a little bit ornery every once in a while, but hey, why not? Gotta have just a little bit of orneriness, otherwise everything is just vanilla, right? Good to have you with us. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Always an honor to share with you these incredible guests that we bring your way to take you beyond the 8-second sound bites, because if that's what you're relying on, Lord have mercy, are we in trouble. I mean, at a time when this nation requires us to re-engage critical thinking. Yes, there's nothing wrong with critical thinking. Heather Buskirk, has critical thinking been outlawed by all the political correct weaponized individuals? Is that
goodness? I hope that critical thinking is something we can all agree is super important.
Without a doubt, and along with it, a good dose of common sense, right?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Well, Heather Buskirk joins us now. She's an instructional methods advisor at K-12 Inc. and a national board certified teacher with years of experience designing project-based learning. And we're going to talk about education in just a moment. Heather, first of all, you know, a lot has said in regard to people's dedication, you know, in serving the military. But, you know, I've had two mother-in-laws that have been very dedicated to education, and I am so grateful for these women and what they have done in forming the minds of young people and leaders that they have influenced over their, you know, 30-plus years, each of them, in education. It has been such a blessing. So, you know, thank you for your heart. Thank you for what you do to contribute to educating our children.
Oh, thank you, Bill, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about it. I mean, every teacher, we never know what the future holds for our students, so we have to treat every one of them as if they have the potential to really change the world, to be the next leaders of our world, because they are.
How do we find that sweet spot, Heather? I mean, because right now there's lots of debate regarding education. I mean, for all the money that we've invested in it, are we getting the duly return on investment that we should expect, considering the amount of money that we've invested in education?
I think there's a lot of promising things happening. We are really ramping up our focus on career readiness education. Because career readiness doesn't limit students. If we're preparing them to be ready for careers, and, you know, college is still part of that pathway for them, then that's great. But we're also preparing students that they can, productively join the workforce, much sooner if that's what's right for them, if that meets their goals and their needs.
So experience is determining, unlike just the normal response, knee-jerk response of, hey, go to college, get a job, live happily ever after. We're realizing the economy, the real world, is looking for other opportunities, and it doesn't necessarily have to go through the traditional educational systems.
Right. There's so many what, you know, they call new-collar careers, which are really calling on students to come more with mindsets to be ready to work, with certifications and maybe other post-high school experiences that might prepare them for those careers, but not necessarily a four-year degree.
Is the traditional educational system ready for that kind of flexibility that's required? Because it seems, and again, I want to, with all due respect, you know, understand that some of these models have kind of been force-fit, and we find ourselves a little bit in a round peg square hole kind of experience.
Absolutely. So much of what we is currently happening in education is still holdovers from the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. And we really, really need to be making changes in the system. And at K-12, we're focusing really hard to make those changes, starting in our career readiness. And I know I've come and spoken with you before about bringing project-based learning in, because project-based learning engages students in a different way. We have to shift away from focusing on recall of facts. Almost everyone now walks around with a computer in their pocket, disguised as a phone, that really could pull up any fact. And if that's all we're testing on our students on today, we are doing such a huge disservice. So we're looking more at teaching students how to manipulate knowledge, how to determine if the knowledge they're getting is correct, is useful, is of the right scope for what decisions they need to make, and how do you use knowledge, how you display knowledge, how do you make sense of it.
Exactly.
And those are the skills that students need to have. They also need to know how they can communicate that in virtual worlds and face-to-face, whether it's written or spoken, and teaching students how to work together collaboratively. Our world is becoming increasingly collaborative. Our work is increasingly collaborative. Few people go to work today and really, you know, work by themselves. We need to work in teams and know how they work in those teams, whether those teams are face-to-face or if we're working with a team that's distributed across the nation or even across the world using virtual tools.
Heather, I'm sure our audience is hearing you and they say, wow, this is impressive. It seems like you have a handle on this. How much of what you're sharing with us have been penetrated into the traditional K through 12 operations and schools throughout our country?
When you say K through 12, do you mean the broader K through 12, or do you mean our company, K-12?
No, I'm talking about the broader. I'm not talking about your company, because I know you can control your company. I'm just because I want people to understand. Look, you have an instructor's heart. You have taken real life experience, and you've done some things here, and you're saying words and sharing ideas here that a lot of people in Main Street America says, yeah, right now, when.
Right. I think there are really promising pockets happening all over the country, but unfortunately it's still in pockets. And, you know, I know there are other teacher leaders like myself out there who are championing and leading this work, and have had the great opportunity to connect with and work with many of them across our nation. But, yeah, it's still not the experience for everyone. And we know that in terms of public education, zip code is one of the greatest determining factors of what kind of education a student is getting. And that's something that we do so differently at K-12, because we break that barrier. It does not matter where you live, you can have access to high quality education through K-12.
Well, you know, for parents who have been increasingly frustrated at the traditional system who have been screaming and yelling out for school choice and, you know, let's get away from, you know, being, you know, hamstrung by the traditional educational system. I want my kids to have opportunity and I want to open up that opportunity. That's just a natural reaction because we live in a free country where the free market should reign. And when they're being forced into a situation that, clearly they can see, look at this is not working for my kid, you know, and I want to get them somewhere else. So why should I be paying all this money into a public school system that is under delivering?
Yeah. I can't speak to all that. I know I can speak that, you know, we want our families to have the opportunities that we are offering.
But that's why you guys came up with K-12 Inc., right?
Absolutely.
I mean, because you saw there was a direct need here. So I'm sorry, I don't mean to drag you into a political thing, but I want people to understand that K-12 Inc. is different than the traditional educational system that they've been exposed to heretofore.
We absolutely. The traditional system is so big and unwieldy, and like I said, even though there's pockets of really great things happening, to be able to leverage it to scale is so difficult. There's just so much inertia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can do it differently at K-12 because we do have the opportunity to make those changes and to really shift what's happening and to bring it, bring it to scale for our system.
Mm-hmm.
So
now are you controlled in any level by the federal government or the state? I mean, obviously there's some compliance that has to be in line in order for, you know, for this to be an accepted form of education, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our K-12 powered schools, they're mostly they're public schools. They're partnering mm-hmm. with public schools. And so we hire state certified teachers, over 5,000 of them, mm-hmm. or work with over 5,000 state certified teachers. So we are, working within the system. Students are still getting a diploma that would, you know, for their state.
Mm-hmm.
We are a real school. We just happen to be virtual.
Right. So, Heather, so virtual. So we're doing this, online, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so if parents say, look it, I want my child exposed to K-12 Inc. I like what they're doing. This seems to make sense for me as opposed to some, homeschool teaching or a private school experience. How do they do this?
Well, they can get started just going to K-12.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can search our Destinations Career Academy in Google. And both those will take them to a place to start. Where they can start gathering some more information and, you know, contacting someone from K-12 who can help them find the right spot for their child.
Now, it seems that there is some shared responsibility and compatibility with the traditional system, so you mm-hmm. you have, in some cases, some hybrid interaction. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, and especially in career readiness, we're looking to create some kind of blended experiences because, you know, there are certain career pathways where students really need some hands-on experiences,
mm-hmm.
and so we might partner with an industry in the region to provide work-based learning for students as well.
I like what you're doing. I really do, and I'm so glad that you're here to talk about it. Where can I go for more information? Real quick, we got about 5 seconds.
Again, K-12.com or just Google Destinations Career Academy.
Heather Buskirk. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts.
don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.